I'm talking with Abbotsford School District Administrator Cheryl Baker, and we're talking about a FEMA application. So give us a little background how this came to be, first of all, before we actually get into the application itself.
Spencer School District, which is to our south, as you well know, accessed a FEMA grant, which is a federal emergency grant, obviously, to add on to their building, and then they also passed a referendum. But in talking with the superintendent, Mr. Mike Endress from there, he shared with a group of superintendents that FEMA was looking for or is accepting applications for areas that are a tad more isolated, that may not have access to the type of emergency facilities that larger cities would have, for instance.
Usually we think of FEMA, though, as helping out people in disaster areas, say, like, you know, hurricane areas and things like that. So why up here in our area?
FEMA is looking to be more proactive versus reactive to emergency situations. If they can do more prep in front of a disaster or an emergency situation, the overall cost to the federal government is lower. So in the case of this area, one of the qualifiers is the fact that we have a more active area for tornadoes. So if there were to be a tornado, say in Abbotsford, that comes through, or any monies put towards a facility, such as we're talking here with this application process, would then that area would then serve as a place to hunker down, so to speak, for community members and school and anyone within a half-mile radius of the school to come to that particular building, which would be considered tornado-proof up to, say, like an F5 tornado. In an area like ours where we have a lot of apartment buildings and whatnot, there aren't basements. I mean, there are amazingly quite a few homes even in our half-mile radius that don't have basements. They're built on slabs, and those folks would then utilize this structure as a place to go to be safe during that event. So the structure itself would have a lot of qualifiers on it, a lot of structural safety criteria that have to be met. For instance, it would have to have a dedicated generator. It would have to have dedicated HVAC system and venting. It would have to have dedicated power and facilities like bathrooms, water, and things like this. So they put a lot of criteria on it, a lot of parameters on it on purpose, so that in the event something like that would happen, the loss of life, the devastation to human, to the human population would be lower than if people were to weather out a storm like that, like a tornado in their homes.
What size of building are they proposing for this area?
Well, the size of the building is predicated by the population. So they actually run a half-mile circle using the school as the epicenter. It has to be the middle of that. And by doing that, they capture as much of the population as they can within that half-mile radius of the school. And then that number of people or lives then is calculated to give us a certain amount of money. And then that certain amount of money is to cover 75% of all eligible costs for a structure. And so then the district would pick up the remaining 25% of that cost, of eligible costs.
Did they actually give you a number of people that could be held in this building?
They did, and I want to say it's 1,800 to 2,000 people, and that would be calculating the square footage within the structure and the structure that Spencer is building, as well as what would be proposed in an application process for Abbotsford would be a dome, because it can withstand the highest amount of pressure from something like a tornado.
Would it be able to be utilized by the Abbotsford School for other things other than to hide away in the case of a tornado?
Absolutely. And one of the criteria is it must be actually attached to the building in some way. So because we are a growing student population here, we can actually take that interior of that dome and utilize that space as long as it can hold lives. In other words, you couldn't put like an auditorium with a slanted floor and all push-up chairs in there because it would hold fewer people. So the school board met to actually discuss how can we leverage more classroom space if we had to move students into that area to utilize, to have more space for classrooms. So there's actually dividing walls within there that would allow for that.
We'll talk about the cost and other details of this FEMA application grant with Abby School District Administrator Cheryl Baker after this break.